20 years ago, when Philippe Petit started performing on the streets of Paris, he would always begin by drawing a line on the sidewalk with a piece of chalk. At first, he drew a straight line, like the edge of a stage, but over the years, the line became more and more curved until today, as Haywood Hale Bruin will show you, he performs in a circle, surrounded by admirers.
Street juggler, and I started like that, performing in the streets, passing my hat and playing with people. And for 20 years I have been performing in the streets in India, in Russia, in Australia, in all of Europe and America.
Philippe Petit seems to come from the fantasy world of children's book illustration, where clowns pop out of the pavement to amuse and amaze. Takes out the sidewalk, he seems happy to live inside his chalk circle. But like any magic master, he has one more surprise.
Well, my profession is highway walking, so they pay me to perform, and sometimes I do it by surprise. And in the street, I do it as a joyful apparition in the street. Sometimes I also eat with it, so it's a mix, you see. There is no rules about how I live in the street or how I live on the high wire.
In Paris in 1971, he beat a precarious path between the towers of Notre Dame, using equipment he and his friends had smuggled to the top. 300 feet in the air, he woke up the city in a way its famous brandy and black coffee breakfasts have never managed.
I spent years turning around it and trying to find how I could bring equipment up there and do it just for the act of doing it and wake up the Parisians and the world to something beautiful and useless.
100 feet, and up here at 1500 feet or in that area, there is somebody out there on a tightrope walk between the two towers of the World Trade Center, right at the tippy top.
3 years later in New York, again after clandestine preparation, he tiptoed between the towers of the World Trade Center.
I have been mistaken for a daredevil, for a stuntman, for an acrobat, and I am not. I am an actor, I am a poet, I just choose a stage in which I put my life. Even though I use a small rope in the street, it's nothing to do with a high wire. To me, what is similar is the way I do it. I do it fully, I do it entirely, I put all my being into it. But if not, there is nothing similar. I am a dot in the sky, or I am in my circle of chalk. Only the involvement, only the artistic risk is the same.
Risks for Petit are little compared to large practical difficulties, such as raising money for his projects and seeking permission. Even when authority smiles, the smile is won only by breaking red tapes stronger than any wires. Such a walk was this one between the spires of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York.
Thank you. 5 minutes to go.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go. I never could get on a wire with a proper preparation. I never could breathe, could rest, could eat, could look at the wire, could think. It was always at the last moment I get off my rigging clothes and I put on my costume. When I am on the wire, suddenly all the ground life, all the past, all the difficulties don't exist, and suddenly I am living like I want to live. when I am on the wire, I am suddenly in control, which I cannot be on the ground. So when I am on the wire, I am finally happy for those instants that count like eternity.
Instants of eternity are embedded in humdrum stretches in which, among other things, Petit plans projects. He has approval for an elaborate televised walk in May involving a helicopter, suspended piano, and the Eiffel Tower. He has worked for 9 years on a trip across the harbor of Sydney, Australia.
It's a half a mile long wire across the Sydney Cove in Australia, from the Opera House to the largest steel bridge in the world. This is Niagara Falls. It's a mile-long wire above both the Canadian Horseshoe and the American Falls. Yes, I suffer enormously from this feeling that when I propose a magnificent idea, the answer usually is, oh. And that's what I've been doing all my life. I've been fighting. This is the illness of our century, is that the magnificent acts, the free expression, the poetry, in one word, is slowly being engulfed into a feeling of security, of comfort, of alienation. And the one that suffer directly from that trend are the one who express themselves throughout poetry, in whatever stage. And that's what my wire is for me, that's what street juggling is for me.
Perfect illustration of the precarious nature of the performer's life is the battered hat, a jauntily uncertain source of income.
You have the people who want to go into the footsteps of others, and you have the people who want to explore. And I'm one of them on my wire.
It is getting thicker.